Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session, Sanity, right here with the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855. Listen to that. Sounds like I swallowed a frog, don't it? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, and be part of the solution. And I know I say it all the time, but you know what? You can be part of the solution. Just get informed. Right. Once you're informed and you know what it is of, you know what it is of which you speak, then go ahead and say something. Go ahead and engage others. No, really, it makes all the sense in the world. I mean that sincerely. Right? once you get that down, you got a topic or an issue. I mean, you got to find something that you're passionate about. Right, something you know about. And then when you go out there to speak to it, you're more likely, well, to be a little, able to convince others of the truth. Because it's an issue you're going to be in love with. It's an issue you're going to want to let people understand or help people understand. Okay? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution, so that you're truly not part of the problem, frankly. Now, you know that Sonya Schmidt will join me right after the break. She is my co-host on Fridays. And you know, we really, bottom line with this, right, we bring it to you very raw and simple. And some of you are going to kick out of it. Sonya is an African-American woman. And I've gotten emails in the past over, not the way I talk to her, but the way I talk with her. I'll put it that way. Right? And the reason behind it is because I will ask her questions that I know that you guys are sitting there thinking about, but you're afraid to ask anybody. I don't know what it is. If you truly have, I don't know, Jewish friends, Iranian friends, black friends, Hispanic friends, if they're truly your friend, you're telling me that you can't ask questions? They won't let you? No, in all sincerity, how are we supposed to suppose what somebody believes, what somebody thinks? I mean, honestly, you have to ask the questions. You have to be, well, willing to take the answer no matter what it is. And that's the only way we're going to find out about each other. It's the only way that we're going to be able to move forward with all of this. Anyway, okay. If you want to send me an email, send it to joe@joemessina.com. joe@joemessina.com. You know, if you head up to JoeMessina.com, you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. A lot happening there as well. In Bakersfield, California, a pro-Palestinian activist was arrested at the Bakersfield, California City Council meeting. She threatened to murder Mayor Karen Gaw and city council members during a public comment session. Roddy Patel, 28, was taken into custody at the meeting and was being held on $1 million bond as of Friday. Right? Pro-Palestinian activist smashed a glass door, injured a police officer after being removed from for disrupting a city council meeting. Now, Patel spoke twice during the meeting in support of a ceasefire resolution in the Hamas war on Israel. Her first remarks began with the mention of her belief that Jesus would kill the city council members. Yeah, that's kind of what he did, right? Ran around killing politicians. You guys are all horrible human beings, and Jesus probably would have killed you himself. Ended up with the mention of violent revolution and her hope the city council would be killed by guillotine one day. So I remind you that these holidays that we practice, that other people in the global south practice, believe in a violent revolution against their oppressors. And I hope one day somebody brings the guillotine and kills all of you, blankety blankers. Right? I mean, seriously. Now, I understand being upset, being a little emotional. This ain't right. Her second remarks included opposition to a proposal to use metal detectors for city council meetings and ended with her saying, "We'll see you at the house and we'll murder you." Now, wait a minute. Did I go too fast? Her second remarks included opposition to a proposal to use metal detectors. Why would that be a problem? No, in all sincerity, why would that be a problem? Video clips of Patel's remarks were posted by Libs of TikTok. The wild, unhinged pro-Palestinian protester threatened to murder Bakersfield's Mayor Karen Gaw in a psychotic rant during a city council meeting. Now she's being charged with 16 felonies and is being held on $1 million bail. You know, everybody, you want to let people into this country. You know, we believe in freedom of speech. Got it. But has anybody ever seen it this nasty? This hateful? This bad? I haven't. I've been tracking this for a long time. So, we'll see your host. We'll be back in a few minutes with Sonia Schmidt. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe, here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You know, again, when you get informed, right, and then you go, I don't want to make everything sound like a fight, but it seems like it is lately. And then you go toe-to-toe with somebody on a different side of the issue you're discussing. Most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time, you're going to find they're not informed. They don't get it. They're just following something that just, you know, hit them on Twitter or that their party believes in, that kind of stuff. So you take that away from them. You take that away from them when you're well-informed. And let me bring on somebody else who's well-informed. Sonya Smith joins me every Friday as my co-host. I always appreciate her time with me here
on the air. You know, you can check us out in the chat room at joemessina.com, joemessina.com. Hello, Sonia. How we doing?
Well, I'm okay, but I'm not all that well informed. I just want to correct you on that.
Let me tell you what, lady. You're better informed, and you know this from working with me for a long time. You are better informed than most people who perceive they're well informed.
Well, that might mean on the left, but I will tell you that you don't have to be that well informed to engage in people who don't think the same way that you do. Hopefully you can hear me. I'm on my laptop tonight.
I can hear you. Yeah.
Okay. So I don't want your audience to freak out and think, oh, you got to be a smarty pants. You got to know all the things. You got to know all the facts. You really don't, because you have to understand that the left has never really had to debate their points of views, and everything about them is about emotion. So don't feel like, oh, I got to know all the talking points and all the facts, and I got to delve into the dark. No, you don't, because trust me, what you already probably know instinctually is going to be a great talking point against the left, and it shouldn't be a fight. You're just really trying to throw some points to them so you can get them to think. That's all. So, it's not a fight. It's really about, at this point, saving the country, and it's really important right now.
Yeah, well, it's funny you should say that, because I feel informed, okay, to put it that way. I am not, like a Candace Owens or, some of these people that are into this so much all day long.
Good, right.
Right, it's like second nature. They just let it kind of spew off their tongue. I have to work at some of this stuff. And part of my point is, when you're not, when your heart's not in a topic, you're not going to give it its all. You're not going to, really know what the stats are, that kind of stuff.
But I will tell you, still rest assured, people, you're not fighting a mental giant.
Okay.
When you're fighting the other side, Joe is going, I got to be informed, because he does this for a living. He's on a radio show 5 times a week, twice a day. You're not doing that. All you're really talking to is the average person that you meet in the street or your family. So you don't have to be as informed. And I trust me, the other side isn't nearly as informed as you already are. So rest assured, don't even worry about it. Get informed. Find out what you're interested in. And like Joe was saying, get informed about that. And that will be fun, because it's something that you care about. But don't wait until, it's the same. Christians go through the same thing. We can talk about that on the other side if you want. But we do the same thing, is we wait until we think, oh, we got to be this, and we got to be that, we got to be perfect. And no, you don't.
No.
You just have to be willing to open your mouth and to create relationships with people so that you have an open forum. And honestly, the left doesn't know that much. It's shocking how much they don't know. Yeah. And you're waiting to go, oh, I got to know all this stuff to battle them. Mm-mm. That's like going, oh, I got to know all this much to battle a 3-year-old. No, you don't. A 3-year-old doesn't know that much.
No, I love the, again, you're right. They're not, they're usually just yelling and screaming. They're really not that well informed,
A 3-year-old is a perfect example of that.
Who's that?
A 3-year-old is a perfect example. They get upset, they throw their sippy cup down, and they run out of the room. And chances are, when you're dealing with somebody in the left, that's what you're going to have to deal with, and you have to let that go. But if you have one that is willing to hold onto their sippy cup and ask you a couple of questions, you probably already know enough to engage them in a conversation.
Well, Sunny Hostin from The View is kind of a perfect example. She comes up with stuff where I sit there and I scratch my head and say, okay, where did you read that? I mean, was it on Dope Today or something like that? She talked about the earthquake
and the what was the other thing? The eclipse. And she said it was proof of climate change. And even if you see the video, even Whoopi Goldberg kind of looks at her and goes, huh?
I'll tell you what. I, in my infinite wisdom, wrote a book about the real deal on climate change, on global warming. I wrote that for about an 11-year-old mentality and for parents who wanted to explain that. It only took me a few years to research it. And Sunny on The View, I don't view her as an ignorant woman. She's a lawyer, or I don't know what her background is. But that's all about ideology. If you want to know facts, I got a book for you. Go on Amazon and look up The Real Deal on Global Warming, and you can fight back with anything some ideological leftist has to say about global warming. So, yeah, no, it's very weird. They don't have to be smart. They just have to be passionate in their view, and that's what I found out in Hollywood. They often said, but their passion wins. Passion doesn't mean anything. I can be loud and obnoxious all I want, but that doesn't make me right.
No, I think what happens is watch the young Dems. And, you know, in high school and junior high school and that kind of stuff, and even in colleges, they have so much passion and so much energy. And they believe what it is, you know, they believe it with that passion. They're willing to fight for it with that passion while still being wrong. And
yeah, they believe that's virtuous.
We need to go for a break, though.
Anyway.
Okay. Joe Lucina and Sonia Schmidt with you. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in a witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have on our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The House has passed a bill to reauthorize Section 702 of FISA, permitting intelligence agencies to surveil foreigners abroad. Critics argue it enables warrantless spying on Americans. An amendment mandating warrants for searching Americans' communications collected during foreign surveillance was rejected. House Republicans are split, with conservatives advocating for reforms. The bill now moves to the Senate. Several people were injured when the driver of a stolen 18-wheeler crashed into a Texas DPS office. Officials say at least 16 people received treatment in Brenham. Brenham located on a key highway that links Houston and Austin. The driver was arrested. He apparently was angry he was denied a commercial driver's license Thursday. The CEO of a Las Vegas memorabilia business is cautioning the public about scams associated with O.J. Simpson merchandise. Las Vegas memorabilia stores are inundated with requests for O.J.-related items. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. Appreciate your time with us so much. Sonia Schmidt joins me, as she does every week. Always appreciate her time as my co-host here. I think we're still having a good time together. Anyway.
So you just made me laugh off camera with the term roly-poly. I love that term when it comes to people.
I think I was called little roly-poly when I was young.
I think I could be called that these days. I'm just like, going with
no, you can't. I see you every day. No, you cannot. All right, in my eyes. Let's put it that way. How's that?
Okay. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I wouldn't just say that because your check hasn't cleared yet. So, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, hey, O.J. Simpson died this week, and I know that people have been making comment or non-comment or whatever comment or what have you. But I can't stand this. The CNN, one of their people over there, one of their commentators, I don't know the way to put this. The ghouls over at CNN were praising O.J. Simpson after it was reported that he died. Now O.J.
Praising him.
Praising him. No. Let me. You're gonna like this.
Did he do something noteworthy? Well, does he die?
I'm not.
We're all gonna do that. By the way, you're
trying to get me killed here. Okay. Let me just say. Right. I did not know this. I found out this today, but he denied when he was on hospice. When he was on hospice, and he did a short video, about it to kind of reassure people he was fine. It was fine. Everything was fine. And so, despite overwhelming evidence, as you and I have talked about, pointing to O.J. Simpson being that murderer, being guilty. Ashley Allison, do you know that name? She's a I don't know her either. First time. She's a contributor at CNN. She's a former National Coalitions Director for Biden-Harris 2020. She said O.J. Simpson represented something for the black community because he killed two white people. He wasn't a social justice leader, but he represented something for the black community in that moment, in that trial particularly, because in there two white people had been killed, and the history around how black people have been persecuted during slavery. And her last comments were, until this country is ready to actually have an honest conversation about the racial dynamics from our origin story until today, we will always have moments moments like O.J. Simpson that manifest, and our country will always be divided if we don't actually deal with the problem.
Okay. Okay. First of all, Joe,
yeah.
I've noticed that I don't believe that story.
No, you want me to play it? I'll play it for you.
Do so, because that is unbelievable. You mean to tell me that what she just said, and tell me if I'm wrong, she just said because O.J., first of all, she admitted that O.J. is guilty, and then second of all, she said because he took two white people down, he paid his debt to blacks.
You know what? She would not. I'll play the clip for you here. She said so many people were just happy to see that someone who is rich and famous and black could get away with murder.
Well, yeah, but that's a different thing from what I thought.
No, this is her finishing up her commentation or whatever you want to call it. You know.
Here's the clip.
Know if you're gonna be able to hear, but let me try to play it for you.
Yeah, that is a problem on our feed.
Yeah, here we go.
But it was so racially charged because of what had happened just before with Rodney King, but also just how black Americans feel about policing. It's not like O.J. Simpson was the leader of the civil rights movement of his era. You know, he wasn't a social justice leader, but he represented something for the black community in that moment, in that trial, particularly because there were two white people who had been killed, and the history around how black people have been persecuted during slavery. There were just so many layers. And I guess I would just close with this, is that there was racial tension then. There is racial tension now. It might not be the backdrop of the Trump campaign, but until this country is ready to actually have an honest conversation about the racial dynamics from our origin story till today, we will always have moments like O.J. Simpson that manifest, and our country will always be divided if we don't actually deal with the issue of race.
Did you hear any of that?
Yeah, I did. I heard the whole thing. I heard it pretty well, and it does say what I was saying. That O.J. Simpson's case was a very complicated, even though I think even most black people could admit that he was guilty. What this woman was saying is that black people had experienced and witnessed so many cases of white people getting away, especially when they had money, white people getting away with, cases of impropriety. That this was the first time that we had a black man with the kind of money and notoriety that O.J. had, that he got away with potentially, allegedly, doing something so egregious that he got away with. That's what people were cheering. And I thought it was awful when people were cheering that O.J. got off. But they weren't cheering that O.J. got off because he potentially killed people. They were cheering that a black man got off, acquitted of doing something that white people had been acquitted of forever. And I worked at the time, I was in Hollywood when this went down. And I worked for two liberals who were our bosses. They were super liberals. And even they were appalled that O.J. got off. They had to leave the room and have a conversation amongst themselves. But what they didn't understand is that black people were cheering. And you saw that when the verdict went down and black people were cheering.
Yeah.
Totally horrible, because we all were convinced. The evidence was very clear that it was probably this man was guilty of something. We couldn't put our fingers on it, but he was probably guilty of something. But you can't really name any other case where a black man was rich enough to get away with that. Rich, and he had the notoriety to get away with some of this stuff that we have seen white people get away with forever. That's what they were cheering. And that's when morality gets in the way of emotion, emotional stuff. I couldn't do it. I mean, I you know, knowing me and you know me, I just like, I couldn't let emotion and the past and history get in the way of evidence. So I wasn't one of those who were cheering, but I do understand those who were cheering.
Right. Well, I guess I understand the frustration. It almost ties into, what I've been seeing online, the black community, some of the black community, especially the black men, cheering on Trump, saying now he's getting treated like
exactly.
We get treated, and he's fighting back, and they just, this is what's, I don't want to say it this way, but this is what's turning them on to Trump. And
exactly,
you know,
it's emotion, and it's but I said this to you maybe last year or so when they started targeting Trump. I said this is going to endear them to people who feel like they've been targeted by the judicial system and the police department and this and that and the other, right or wrong. That's how they feel. Maybe it's true. Maybe it isn't. You know? So the same thing is happening to Trump. And Trump has always been cool in the black community. We can't pretend like he didn't have a hand in. He knew Snoop and Ice Cube and all those guys long before. You know, he became
long before the FBI knew them.
Exactly. So now that he's really become one of them. He's really become one of them in a big way. Same thing. And listen, do I think OJ did it, and or had a hand in it? There's something nefarious going on with OJ. He's a narcissist. But the black community, we feel so wronged by things that even people like Michael Jackson, who in our hearts we know, ooh, there's something creepy. going on.
Yeah, something's off there. All right, we got to go for a break. We'll be back in a few minutes. You know, I like this, the road that we're on, and we come back. Let's hit this up a little bit more. Maybe we go back as far to Rodney King. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far.
Same thing.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe McTeen, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. My co-host tonight, Sonia Schmidt, joins me, and always appreciate her insight and thoughts on some of these issues. And hey, so you know, we were talking about what was going on with O.J. Simpson. I asked you, or told you, I wanted to come back and talk a little bit about Rodney King and part of the reason for that. Now, I think you'd find probably 90%, 95% of the white folks that I know that have two brain cells that actually work. Looked at that beating from day one and said, whoa, 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 this is way overkill. This is wrong. This isn't right.
Exactly.
And, you know, again, what went down with him from a legal standpoint and everything else, and he, you know, the award that he got, not that that makes the physical stuff any better, but many of us were cheering, kind of cheering and saying, good, he deserves it, that was wrong, whatever. And I find it interesting because there's never any when we have a comment, like she threw up Rodney King and then mentioned the white folks in the same conversation. Well, you can't lump everybody together like that, just like we can't lump every black person together. We can't lump every Hispanic person together, right?
Well, I think that things have become very black and white in our society. And you do lump things together. Now, here's the thing about Rodney King. You see, I don't even remember Rodney King getting... He got a monetary...
He did get a monetary... I'll look that up while you're talking.
Okay. So, here's the thing. Is that what we saw... And I have to tell you, through black eyes, what we saw is those, I think, possibly five police officers who, like, kicked the crap out of this man who was just telling him to comply, which is a very sticking point for us, even though, like, I know that he was doing wrong and they had to chase him down and he had probably had warrants and... But when you see that sort of beatdown, I think we all agreed that that was excessive. And all of those guys got off. So that was a hard point. That was a sticking point. And that's when you start to see color in things. I think it's the same difference that we saw, many people saw. Not me. I say we because I'm a black person and I lump myself into that core. But there were many people, black women in particular, on the O.J. trial, and they acquitted him. And one of the reasons is they, you know, we have seen many, many affluent white people get off on egregious, allegations. And it was, you know, we don't get that many chances of black people doing that, right or wrong. I personally think it's wrong. I personally think he was very guilty. But I think people get their emotions wrapped up and they don't get their logic wrapped up into their thoughts. And I think the OJ trial was unfortunately one that led from people's emotions, in particular black women, I think, who were the majority of that trial, sadly enough.
Wow, I'm looking this stuff up, and first of all, Rodney King got $3.8 million for the settlement. Okay, and his legal bills were such where he was able to go back in and get another $1.6 million from the LAPD. And let me see.
They could beat me down for that amount of money.
Let me see. There were a couple of things here that stood out in my mind. And he died penniless. The family was actually...
Rodney King died?
Yes. I keep doing this.
Oh, my gosh. What's the gift? Oh, my gosh. Wait, I need a moment.
You always get me in trouble with this stuff because I sit there and you go, there's been a few people I've said it, and you're like, that person died? They go, yes. Honestly, I feel like I'm always bringing you bad news.
Well, it's just surprising news. I had no idea Rodney King died. But here's the thing about Rodney King is he at least showed remorse after that. He was really... You could tell in his speech when the whole town, you know, L.A. went to rioting... He was really upset by that. I don't believe that.
I believe he was too. Yeah, yep. No question.
Yep.
So he died in June of 2012. And ways back. And his family was asking for money. By the way, he ended up marrying one of the jurors in the trial.
That's right.
Well, she can't say she didn't know anything about him, right?
She knew he had $4 million.
Oh, okay. Well, see, you went down that road. I didn't.
No, my calculator was going as you spoke. Heck yeah, she knew who he was.
The question I have for you, the question has been asked over and over and over again. I think this is really interesting. Was Rodney King, was his beating really racially motivated? Do we believe that all those police officers...
How would you know?
Huh?
How would one know if a beatdown is racially motivated or out of frustration? And some of your frustration is some of the stuff that you're going through as a police officer, which is some of the stuff you can't even deal with racially. I think it's all intermixed. I don't think there is a black and a... Well, this is a funny... there's no black and white in this. So if the question is, if your question is it racially motivated? Could be some or none or both. I don't know that it makes any difference.
Well, now I'm going to say from a different standpoint, if you go through his story of how he got where he got, he moved out of L.A. because of all the crime in the area he lived in. And the area he moved to was predominantly white. And I don't recall, and I can't find in the story, why he was pulled over to begin with.
I think he had some troubles. I think he was running from the law. I think Rodney King had there were some reasons why they were hunting him down, and he didn't really comply. He didn't comply with them.
The orders, yeah.
The orders. So is that racial, or is that a person who isn't complying with the orders? Who knows? And the more you don't stop, and I know that we as black people, we really have a problem with that because of our history of white people telling us to succumb to the law and the beatdowns, that's a sticking point with us. And Rodney King didn't do any of it when he probably should have. Probably, yes, he should have. And, yeah. But that is also a sticking point because we see that through black eyes. And that's just the way it is. There's a history in this country from the racist Democrats South of where they wanted us to comply with hold still while we strap you to this tree.
What's funny is I love our listeners because somebody just sent me a link. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, obviously, you know, I can't read the whole thing while you and I are talking. Yeah. But, you know, basically they went through the fact that, A, he was speeding, excessively speeding. He was doing 110 miles an hour on the freeway.
Yes, he was.
And he had tinted windows, but really dark tinted windows.
So?
And
I mean, I'm not saying so, like, so what? But you know what? You could put spikes down?
Anyway, and when he was talking, he said he was scared of going back to prison. I just thought the problem would go away, which a lot of people do when something happens. Right?
Absolutely. But that's not race. That's just a problematic pickup. You know?
Yes.
But the beat down, when we see that beat down to that accessibility, then it turns into a black-white thing. And that's when we can see it in different eyes. Is it racial? I don't know. I don't think so. I think he was a problematic. He was a guy who was not complying with the law. And it's very frustrating for police officers to have to deal with that. And Rodney was not complying in any way. So when you see five police officers beat down a black man with the racist Democrat South history that we have in this country, it looks racist.
Yeah. Well, I'm with you. I'm looking at this stuff. He had a long criminal record. So if they're chasing him down the freeway or wherever, and you know they're doing a check and they're finding out, okay, this guy's had problems before, something violent. Not that it should have beat him. Not so you people out there don't get the wrong idea. But the adrenaline's already up. The antennas are already up. And so what's going to happen when we do pull this guy over because brandished weapons? And, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Stop. And that's one of the reasons that some of our black citizens get in more trouble because we're trained by especially white liberals that the police are our enemy, so the minute we encounter one, we act in an adversarial fashion, and then we set ourselves up for a beatdown like this.
All right, we gotta go top of the hour. When we come back, Joe Biden is pushing back against Republicans, calling them out for daring to ban certain kind of books from schools. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go. Yeah, get on your mind.